My name is Amy, and I'm a grateful believer who has had victories over the effects of childhood sexual abuse and cocaine addiction. This was really tall. I did not realize you were that tall. I just was not prepared for that. Everything always looks a little different. First of all, I just want to make a confession. Tonight, when we were doing our 12 steps in biblical comparisons, it says, we admitted, this is what I said while we were doing this tonight. We admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, and that our lives had become unmanageable. And, oh, nope, that's not the right one. Yes, here it is. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is wrong, and I can carry it out. I literally said that, and Van looked at me like, that's true for you sometimes. Like, so pray for me, that's all I gotta say. So tonight we have two handouts here. So inside the flyer here is your fill in the blanks. Okay, so we always have to have an acrostic, or we always have to have a fill in the blank. And then we have a gratitude list. So we're going to move this off to the side. We're going to kind of take a look at practicing gratitude tonight. And this is a great lesson that I have had to literally, as I was preparing for the teaching tonight, just talk to myself. I'm like, I need this. Principle 7. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and his will for my life and to gain the power to follow his will. Step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And the scripture verse, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. The lesson on relapse a couple weeks ago was really focused on maintaining our inward condition. We reviewed the importance of reserving a daily time with God to evaluate our inward condition as it relates to our basic physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual health. We learned about the HEART check, which is another acronym. And it stands for asking ourselves daily if we are hurting, exhausted, angry, resentful, or tense. I could definitely check yes to exhausted most of this week because of my work schedule. This is a super, super busy time of year for me. So long, grueling hours. And yes to angry earlier this week with a mishap caused me some severe back pain. Resentful is another one that can be easily triggered due to my trauma history. And because I know that that's a weakness for me, I have to really stay proactively engaged in untangling what the enemy can set traps for me. And tense. That would be a big fat yes for the last couple of weeks due to various stressors at work. So it's important to listen to our bodies, our minds, and our souls, and set aside some alone time and some quiet time. I tend towards sensory overload anyways, and so unplugging from technology and just simply plugging into God's power and resting in his presence is probably the most healing and rejuvenating for me. I tend to do things in my own strength, and I have to remind myself to plug into God's. And finally, to remember how to really slow down and enjoy the growth in our recovery. Just this morning in the car, I really needed to untangle my stress and put them back into perspective according to the truth of God's word. And spending some time in worship always prefaces that time that I need to recalibrate my heart back to a place where things can go back into perspective. Otherwise, I will argue my self-righteousness and indignation at how I'm right in feeling this way and entitled nonetheless. And then I go back to worship and I recalibrate who I am in Christ, his power on the cross, his sovereignty in my life, and repeat those promises to myself, let alone, do you trust him to take care of that? Do you trust him to take care of that? All the forgiveness that he's done for you, you mean you can't give that away? No, they don't deserve it. Well, you didn't deserve it either, but I can go on and on. And so it's really important for me to spend time doing that. So in this lesson, we're going to begin to focus outwardly. And when the day starts with Principle 7 and ends with a daily inventory, the days are reasonably happy, living one day at a time with an attitude of gratitude. So we looked up attitude in the dictionary. Wikipedia is always a fascinating place to go, but I also looked in Psychology Today and some other educational resources just to see what it said. A settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that's reflected in a person's behavior. An attitude is also somewhere between a belief, a stance, a mood, and a pose. If you've got an attitude about something, it can be hard to change it because you think you're right. Well, yeah, I was right. I was mad. I had a right to be mad. So as we follow the 12 steps and all the principles, we start to change our thinking and eventually rest. Change our thinking and eventually our feelings can change for the better, which is a churchy word for the steps called sanctification. Like, these steps compel us through a sanctification process. So truly, when you think about your attitude and a deep grr is in your sphere, you might be lacking gratitude. I know, pretty funny, right? I made that up all by myself. A lack of gratitude usually precedes resentment when we reserve a daily time for self-examination, Bible reading, prayer, and meditation. We literally calibrate our spiritual and moral compass due north, and this will always end with a spirit of gratitude when done properly. So let's think about this. One of the greatest ways to work Principle 7 and prevent relapse is to maintain an attitude of gratitude. So like I said earlier, tonight you have two handouts, the regular one and this extra one that's tucked inside. First, let's fill in your notes, the fill in the blanks. Fill in the first blank, which says, be thankful to God. And there's a scripture verse which we're all going to say out loud together. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. And the next one. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men. Psalms 107:15. The one thing I could do a whole hour of on is Philippians. It's one of my very favorite, very practical places to land and camp out on to really instill some of these principles as well. But do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You can do that because you're thankful because he's already done so much for you. And because God is sovereign. And it says, do not be anxious because God is sovereign. And it says, but in everything, by prayer and petition, which means you're praying to him about whatever it is that's causing you angst, and you're petitioning him for your requests, and you can trust in him because God is sovereign. So by the time you've done all of that, you can rest with beginning and ending with gratitude because God is sovereign. He's got this. Coming and going, forward and backwards. He surrounds you. He's in the very air that you breathe. He's the one moving your lungs, compelling you to breathe. He created the universe. He's got this. God is sovereign. We can be grateful. Let's turn to the gratitude list. And on your gratitude list, which is the other handout, the first is, I'm thankful to God. I want you to get a little pen or pencil and take a moment to write down a couple of things for which you are thankful to God. I'm going to give you a moment to do this exercise. I'll just say I'm grateful for God's grace and forgiveness. He's my sanctuary and my safe place. I'm grateful I wear a robe of righteousness for his name's sake. He fills my heart with extravagant love, joy, and peace that surpasses understanding. He hears my prayers and he answers me and he understands me. So let's flip back to our handout again. Fill in the blanks as be thankful to others. This is a very interactive evening, so nobody better fall asleep tonight. Let's read the scriptures together. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this is going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Colossians 3:15-16. Have the run of the house. I love that. Okay, back to our gratitude list. I'm thankful for God for placing others in my life. So fill in your blank. I'm thankful for God placing others in my life. And then the gratitude list, we're going to write down a few things we're thankful for that God has placed in our life. A few people, I should say. While you're doing that, I'll share that I'm grateful for my accountability partners in my addiction and abuse group. I have a wonderful sponsor who will listen to me, confront me, hold me accountable. I can be a little rebellious, so she can just like whip me into shape. She's very good about being a prayer warrior and wields the word of God, which I love about her. I'm grateful for my husband and my best friend. I get to be a sponsor to other women and offer encouragement and support. I get to serve. So we're going to go back to our notes one more time and say, fill in the blank for, be thankful for your recovery. The scripture verse for this is Hebrews 12:1. Let's say it together. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin which holds on to us so tightly, and let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Hebrews 12:1. And our gratitude list. Let's write a couple things I'm thankful for in my recovery program. In my recovery program, I've received healing and wholeness in the areas of childhood sexual abuse, physical, emotional trauma, and neglect and abandonment. I'm 30 years sober from cocaine addiction. I've learned how to apply the 12 steps to my daily life. And I'm grateful for a husband who's fueled by caffeine, protein, and the Nazarene. He's my recovery partner, too. It's something we do together. It makes our marriage strong. We apply those principles in our relationship. And it is a principles that incorporates us to be that three-stranded cord with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to flip back to our notes and fill in the blank. Be thankful for your, church. In the scripture verse, enter the temple gates with thanksgiving, Psalms 104. And back to our gratitude list. Let's take a moment to think about and write down a couple things we're grateful for about our church. I've served on my church intercessory prayer ministry and prayer team for about 15 years. I founded a women's community outreach ministry at my church a little over 22 years ago, known as Busy Bees Quilt Group. I love it! Woo! Its mission is to cross-pollinate God's love one relationship at a time via the work of our hands. We've led countless women to Christ simply by teaching them how to quilt, developing relationships, and loving them to Christ. We maintain a roster of around 85 women, so it's not a small hive. But we are loving, active swarm, and we give all the glory to God. And over the years, we've made and donated thousands of quilts to various charities. I'm grateful for the ladies that God has placed in my life at church. They are truly my soul sisters who pray for and with me, who love me unconditionally, regardless of what a hot mess I can be at times. They speak love into my life when I need it the most. I'm also grateful to cross-pollinate with other sister churches. I attend Canby, Foursquare out in Canby, but this is my best friend attends this church, which is how I've gotten to know it so well and how we came to know to come here for Celebrate Recovery 8 or 9 years ago now. And so I've attended several ladies' retreats through Rolling Hills Women's Ministry, and they're awesome. So next time there's a women's ministry for Rolling Hills, go. They're usually in February or March, and they'll have announcements and things about it all over the church. And recently, this summer, I joined the pickleball club here at Rolling Hills. It's a fun and great way to get in shape and get to know other people. So that's fun. I want to encourage you to take your gratitude list home with you. Keep it somewhere you will see often. Remind yourself that you've made progress in your recovery and that you're not alone. Even more importantly, develop a daily habit of listing unique things for which you are grateful and incorporate it as part of a daily spiritual inventory or daily spiritual discipline. Sorry. Be intentional about looking for the evidence of God's fingerprints in your life, as it's truly the best relapse prevention. Thank you for listening.